It's unsure how they start, where the beginnings of our Christmas traditions lie. When was the first time you had a glass of eggnog as you dressed the tree? Or put a whoopee cushion on your brother's chair? Or plastic chocolate fingers on the plate with the real ones? Or made a wish as you stirred the pudding and watched as the 10-cent coin was swallowed by the mixed fruit, hoping that when it came time to eat it, you wouldn't be the one to crack a tooth and spend Christmas Day at the emergency dentist? Our holiday traditions are such perfect markers of time, though, aren't they? Even if we might not quite remember when they began, each time they happen, we see a new ring of life added to our family tree. As we look around at our loved ones, we see the changes from one Christmas pudding and whoopee cushion to the next. We see the children growing stronger and bolder, the adults becoming wiser and stupider, the teenagers changing their spots, and the babies standing up by themselves. Our traditions become the scaffolding of our memories, an anchor in our lives. And especially the music traditions. The family singing O Come All Ye Faithful with the King's College Choir and running helter-skelter into the descant part with no regard for height. Playing the instruments that arrive with a bang in your lunchtime crackers and making the best ever performance of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony on kazoos and maracas. And the ultimate test of endurance for players, audience and teachers alike, the end-of-year concert. With our clothes developing through the years from sequin tutu with star tiara, and yes, this is the perfect clothing for a five-year-old playing the cello, to the cool grooves of the teenage dress. This musical tradition marks the passage of time like no other, as you see your child develop from their first twinkle twinkle little star to complex contrapuntal Bach and beyond. We sit in our traditions and we think, how did this start? Why did this start? And how did we get here? And then you look around you at the joy and stability your family traditions bring, and you realise none of that matters. What matters is the doing, right here and now. Because who knows what next year will bring?